Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Rabbi Mori Arav Hillel B'Meir Chalmechel Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. And today we're in Mizmor Kuf Tes Zayin. We're still in the middle of Hallel. And of course, at this point in time, David HaMelech is running away from Shaul HaMelech, and he felt lost by Hashem. He was lost and abandoned by his family and his friends, and he still says, Ahavtiki Yishma Hashem Es Koli Tachanunai. And he still thanks Hashem for listening to his Tachanunim. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah explains that this is going to be the Mizmor of the time of Tchias HaMesim, where the Beinanim, who will be saved because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear their cries and he'll forgive them, and they'll sing Ahavtiki Yishma Hashem. And so we declare, Ahavtiki Yishma Hashem Es Koli Tachanunai. I love Hashem because He hears my voice, my supplications, right? I hear this process. Other interpretations, according to the Gemara, when we say I am beloved when He hears my voice, Hashem cares about me. That's what the Gemara seems to suggest. He tells no liyeh because Hashem gave His ear to me. In my days, I'll invoke the name. In the days that I'm in Galus, I call unto Hashem and I give praise to His name. And I learned that from the experience that I can always call Hashem in all circumstances, even when I'm not entirely worthy of His assistance. Right? The pains of death may encircle me. Right? The David HaMelech may be saying, says the Medrash, that his misfortunes are so many, they get up to his nose. He's like up to his nose in quicksand. And the Mitzarish O Mitzoni and the confines of the grave have found him. The Rashi says Mitzari are like Meitza, I mean, Ametza Karasika. But the Radak also says Mitzoni. It seems to indicate a person can't evade the fate. A man may not know his own destiny. Sometimes it goes a great distance, thinking that it'll go with success. It actually meets his death. Tzara v'yagon emsa, he finds a tzara in that situation. And still, v'shem Hashem ekra, he calls out in the name of Hashem. Oh no, Hashem malta nafshi. He screams out, Hashem, please, save my soul. Chanun Hashem v'tzadik v'elokeinu merachim. Hashem, you're gracious and righteous, and you are a Rachaman. Shomer Pesoyim Hashem, you protect the fools. Hashem those protects those, says the Radak, not Pesi in this situation. Someone who's simple and innocent. They don't have schemes and plots to protect themselves. Hashem protects those who don't necessarily use their own mind to assure their personal security. They put the bitachon in Hashem. He also looks over the simple people who lack the ability to protect themselves. Dalosi, Bili Oshia, I was brought low, and Hashem saved me. And according to the Gemara, this refers to a man who was on the verge of sinking into the depths of Gehenim, and he was saved by Hashem's kindness. Shuvi nashin nechoichi, ki Hashem gamal aleichi. Hashem returned to your rest, my soul, when that is to say, the Radak says, when misery and persecution get me all upset, I tell my neshama if it would just find peace and comfort, only if it goes back to Hashem. And Tosis goes on to explain that the words Shuvi Nafshi L'Nuchoichi teach us that these words reflect the relief and the joy which was saved from the fires of Gehenim and put back to its place in Gehenim, Ki Hashem Gamal Aleichi, because the past history indicates that Am Yisrael's return to Hashem always got us back to favorable results. You delivered my soul from death. And when I was in Galus, I was always surrounded by death. I broke down and cried when they refused to let me go ahead and do the mitzvahs. And you wiped away my tears by getting rid of that decree. Esragli midechi, I wanted to run after righteousness, and the goyim put obstacles, and you kept me from stumbling. Esalich lifnei Hashem baratzos hachayim, I'm going to walk in front of Hashem in the land of the living. Shaul HaMelech chased me out of the land in order to live in foreign lands, and I'm going to go back to the place where we could. Rav Gifter Zatzal used to say that David HaMelech's piety was not only in the shul or the base medrash. He was in front of Hashem even when he was in dealing with financial matters. He was so careful in Artzos Achayim. He was always walking in that mindset. And I kept my faith, and I would say I still suffer. I said in my haste, all men are liars. And Rashi comments that this refers to the situation of the Sela Machlokes. Why is that? The people of Ziph in the Sela Machlokes told where David's hideaway was to Shaul HaMelech, and Shaul HaMelech's army went against the army, went to the mountain, leaving no place to escape. So David said, what happened to the promise when Shmuel appointed me king? He said, if I'm going to go ahead and get killed, I'll never get to become a king. Which is why there was someone who came along and called Shaul away, because the Plishtim were coming out to attack you. And that's why it was there. Ma'ashivla Hashem. So how can I repay Hashem when Hashem gathers in all the people at the end of the Galus? What gifts can I give to him who owns everything? Kol tag mulowi alai, all the great kindness that he's done to me. And Radak points out that we spell tag mulowi is a weird way of printing words. It's a weird style. And maybe in the future, Itz Yosef says that when Olam Haba was created, it was created with Yud, and Olam Hazeh was created with Hey. So Tagmulohi, right? We're thanking Hashem for that which is good in this world and in the next world. Kos Yeshuos Esel v'Shem Hashem Ekra. I raise up the Kos of Yeshua and I call out to Hashem. I thank Hashem for what I have. Nedaraila Hashem Hashalim. I will pay back my nedarim. You know, as David HaMelech was running away in exile, he made many, many nedarim to Hashem. He says if he comes back to Eretz Yisrael safely, he'll give those things back. Negdan olachol amo, in the presence of his entire people, he will fulfill that neder. Yakar b'nei Hashem ha'maf salach hasidav. In the eyes of Hashem, death is very precious in those eyes. Ana Hashem ki ani avdecha. Hashem, please, I'm your servant. I'm your servant, the son of your handmaid. You opened me. I opened up my shackles. An eved gets bought in the market. He doesn't like the bondage that's put upon him, and he's looking for avenues of escape. That's why he has to be shackled. But if you're born a slave, you already have that sense of allegiance, and so therefore you don't have to tie him up so much. He's not going to run away. David HaMelech says, look, I have this legacy from Ruth Moaviah to understand that I'm already tied to you. To you I'm going to offer thanksgiving. And when I bring that Todah, I'm going to call out to Hashem publicly. Some people are going to know, even in front of the Goyim, says this morning, everyone's going to know where I am doing what I'm doing. My nedarim, I'll pay in the presence of his entire people, the Chatzos Beis Hashem, in the place of the Aron, B'sochich Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, that'll be the ultimate place of the Kedusha. Hallelujah, in that situation, David HaMelech says there's going to be an ultimate praise of Hashem. And so we'll stop here. And Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.